This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. In her book, Dare to Lead, Brené Brown talks about the idea of embracing vulnerability. And in the book, she writes that the courage to be vulnerable is not about winning or losing. It is about the courage to show up when you cannot predict or control the outcome. It's about having the courage to show up when you can't predict or control the outcome. When you don't know what's going to happen when you do this thing you want to do, but you feel that fear and you take action anyway, that's what this is about. That's what embracing vulnerability is about. And this book, Dare to Lead, in which she wrote this quote, is a book that she wrote for leaders. And how important it is for leaders to embrace vulnerability. And my belief is that everybody is a leader, especially in this day and age. In the modern era with social media and all that stuff, hey, if you've got 100 followers and one out of that 100 followers reads what you have to say and takes action on it, listens to what you have to say and is actually inspired by it, well then, hey, you're a leader. It's not just reserved for the business world. And the idea of embracing vulnerability, I think, is so important. And I speak to myself here as well. It's so important, regardless of what your leadership position is, personally or professionally. If you're a mom, well then, hey, you're a leader in your family for your children. If you got kids, hey, you're a leader to them. If you're a teacher, hey, you're a leader to your students. If you're a manager, you're a leader to your team. If you're a CEO, you're the leader of an entire company. Everybody has a leadership role of some sort. And we can all enhance this leadership role of ours by embracing, diving into vulnerability. In the book, she talks about how effective leadership requires courage and strength. Of course, a lot of us know this, but courage and strength go hand in hand with vulnerability. With courage comes honesty. With courage comes a deep understanding of opening up to your group, your team, your tribe, whatever group of people it is that you're trying to build or lead. Hey, you got to be courageous with them. You got to be honest with them. And you got to have a deep understanding of them. And you're never going to be able to build trust with them unless you can put yourself in a vulnerable position. Vulnerability, contrary to popular belief, ain't no sign of weakness, baby. It's a sign of real strength. It's a sign of real courage. When you can tell a group of people that you lead that you are afraid right now, that you are feeling afraid and you need their help, oh my gosh, can you imagine how much love that engenders? When somebody tells you, comes to you, imagine you're a loved one coming to you and saying, look, I'm feeling really, really afraid right now. I don't know how to express my feelings, but all I know is that I feel uneasy. I feel afraid. And I wanted to talk to you about that. Doesn't that immediately put you at ease, open up your arms, make you want to help them? Right? Being a leader and a person in a leadership position, in a position of power and influence, it's especially important to do this. It makes you human. And despite feeling like you can't do this, trust me when I tell you that it will engender love for you amongst your followers. Being a courageous leader doesn't mean that you need to act fearlessly all the time, be hard all the time. It means that you act despite the gut-wrenching feeling of fear, right? You take action and you move. Even if your hands are trembling and your voice is trembling and your palms are sweaty, you take action anyway. That's what it means to have courage. This fearlessness is nonsense. There's no such thing. If anybody tells you that they're fearless, they are bullshitting you, because there is no such thing. Everybody is afraid of something or has been afraid of something. Being courageous is where it's at, not being fearless. Being fearless is a lie. Being courageous is where the truth is, because being courageous, a person who is courageous and brave, is someone who can feel the fear and take action anyway. Back to this thing about embracing vulnerability in the book, Dare to Lead by Brené Brown. She talks about how in 2014, she interviewed this group of American soldiers about leadership and how it relates to vulnerability and things like that. And here's what her interviews revealed. She found that despite feeling courageous and robust, these soldiers, those feelings that they felt, being a leader, being a soldier, being courageous, strong, along with those feelings, she found that they always had feelings of vulnerability as well. Because if you're a soldier, you're putting yourself in a vulnerable position. If you're a soldier, the people that you are out there with in combat, I mean, they've got to be your brothers and sisters out there, right? No matter what side you're fighting for. So it's important that you understand one another, that you see eye to eye, that you expose one another's vulnerabilities and really try to understand where everyone is coming from to build that bond, to build that team. Because the ultimate vulnerability is when you're on the battlefield, isn't it? So embracing vulnerability doesn't mean that you become weak, doesn't mean that you become some powerless individual. It means that you take risks, that you act, you face adversity, you solve problems, and you do the work despite the uncertainty that goes hand in hand with being a leader or an innovator of some kind. Because vulnerability and courage are inextricably linked, and you can't have one without the other, baby. Essentially, what vulnerability is it's a crucial ingredient in the recipe for living a fulfilling life. And when it comes to creativity, innovation, doing big things in life, hey, the people who allow themselves to be vulnerable open themselves up for massive failure, but those who dare to dream and act and fail, hey, those are the ones who innovate. Those are the ones who become the pioneers, the legacy leavers, the history makers. Courage is contagious. She writes about that in the book. She says that to scale daring leadership and build courage in teams and organizations, we have to cultivate a culture in which brave work, tough conversations, and whole hearts are the expectation, and armor is not necessary or rewarded. So how do you apply this idea to your own life? Well, embrace this idea of vulnerability. Remind yourself of it. When you go out there today and you're interacting with other people, think about that. Open yourself up to the possibility of giving of yourself fully instead of trying to harden your heart, you know, putting on this armor, making yourself look tough. Hey, instead of shying away and holding back, be a little vulnerable. Add some heart into your interactions with other people. Show people the scabs and scratches, as well as the perfect, polished, wonderful, perfect version of yourself, you know? Show people that it didn't happen that way overnight. You've got issues, you've got a shadow, and you're trying to deal with those as well, just like everybody else is. We all are. This vulnerability helps us connect with other people, and it's a vital component of effective leadership in life, in business, in our families, and even when it comes to learning about ourselves. Go out there every day, live like you give a damn.
Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.